This is Jordan Seculo. Today on Jay Seculo Live, national security, the defense of Israel, and a brand new campaign for the genocide going on against Christians. We'll talk about it all today on Jay Seculo Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
Only Israel is condemned every year by 20 hostile resolutions in the U.N. General Assembly. The U.N., my friends, has a shameful record of singling out Israel for castigation and condemnation. So I have a question for you. Why would anyone think that the UN could decide on a fair and secure peace for Israel?
We have an overwhelming obligation, notwithstanding our sometimes overwhelming frustration with the Israeli government. We have an obligation to push them as hard as we can toward what they know in their gut is the only ultimate solution. Two-state solution.
You should teach in your schools. You should stop the hatred. You're paying the families of the terrorists.
Do you do the same?
You're glorifying terrorism. Shame on you for doing
we
that.
We don't.
Shame on you for glorifying terrorism.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Should we make an announcement to the Russians that if they place the lives of our men and women on board Navy ships in danger, that we will take appropriate action?
Sir, I believe that should be known, yes.
He knows he's dealing with the guy who told his predecessor, President Medvedev, that tell Vladimir I'll have more flexibility after my election. Putin is still trading on that known.
We believe that in taking these refugees, prioritization needs to be done on the basis of vulnerability. The most vulnerable need to be given the highest priority, particularly those who are vulnerable to genocide, enslavement, murder, torture.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Jay Seculo Live. This is Jordan Seculo. A lot to talk about today, including Russian aggression, national security. We'll talk about that as well, and of course, the involvement in Syria and the Ukraine and this kind of renewed Russian move. We have an office in Moscow, so it's important, the domestic side of Russia, and it comes to religious freedom, which has actually been improving there under the Putin government. But the outward moves by Russia, which I think is in response directly to a weaker U.S. foreign policy, that they're trying to kind of test the boundaries, the flyovers of our ships, which Secretary Kerry said could have been shot down, those Russian planes. We didn't take that step because that would, of course, escalate things. But under international law, we had the right to do that. Remember, they buzzed carriers in the Baltic Sea. There's also plenty to talk about when it comes to politics and some from the Trump campaign, as well as the delegate race continues. And again, we'll get into more of the what states are upcoming. I want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We can talk politics. We can talk foreign policy. And we're going to specifically focus on a new launch today on the, remember how the State Department finally recognized, like the European Union and Council of Europe, that there is a genocide of Christians ongoing in ISIS-controlled territory, the Syria and Iraq. Now they've got to take action steps. Just saying that isn't enough. We're launching today a 7-part plan. And Than, I know it's not available yet, but we do have our petitions already up at ACLJ.org and at BeHeardProject.org as well. But Than, we're going to be launching a comprehensive plan on how to take that into action.
Yeah, Jordan, the details of that 7-point plan will be up at ACLJ.org by the end of the radio broadcast today. But listen, here's the bottom line. This is the action that has to follow the designation of genocide that we finally got through the State Department. It involves multiple international bodies as well as some domestic efforts. And the key here is that the United States is going to have to lead the way. Those 7 points will be at ACLJ.org. We can get to more of them later in the broadcast. But this is the action that has to follow the designation of genocide.
Folks, how concerned are you about the genocide of our Christian brothers and sisters in Iraq and Syria by ISIS? Give us a call. We want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. Be on the broadcast. Logan, people can also be on through Facebook and Periscope. We'll get their comments there as well, right?
That's right. Thousands of people are joining us right now on Facebook and Periscope. You can be part of it. Facebook.com/JSeculo or Periscope. Search for Jay Seculo. You can also join us on ACLJ.org for a television style feed and archive later on Apple TV on the ACLJ app.
And the new petition for the genocide issue is up at BeHeardProject.com and ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Whether it's working to protect Americans from the dangers of radical Islam and the persecution of Christians, to defending life at the U.S. Supreme Court, to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms, we could not do this work without you, without your support. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. It's an important day. We're launching a new campaign through Be Heard Project. You know we use Be Heard Project to focus specifically on the plight of persecuted Christians. This one involves the designation of genocide, which the U.S. government, in a surprising move by Secretary of State John Kerry, acknowledged that there is genocide of Christians and other religious minorities ongoing by the Islamic State, by ISIS. That was unexpected. In fact, Congress was pushing for a deadline on that, and the State Department met that. The EU and Council of Europe have done the same thing. But to take those words into action, the words are kind of meaningless if you don't take it into action at the international level. Now, at the international level, there is a convention on the prevention and punishment of genocide. So if you actually go through that process, then the world community, international community, has a duty to both stop, so to prevent the ongoing genocide of our Christian brothers and sisters, and then it adds, and it's easier to prosecute those for war crimes who were members of ISIS for genocide. So a very important designation, but it has not been fully implemented yet. We're launching a full plan online at aclj.org and at beheardproject.com today. But I wanted to have Than Bennett kind of talk about it a little bit. Then we'll take your phone calls on this, 1-800-684-3110, and your comments through Facebook and Periscope. Let's listen actually first. This is key. Secretary of State John Kerry calling what ISIS is doing as genocide by 35.
My purpose in appearing before you today is to assert that in my judgment, Daesh is responsible for genocide against groups in areas under its control, including Yazidis, Christians, and Shia Muslims. Daesh is genocidal by self-proclamation, by ideology, and by actions in what it says, what it believes, and what it does.
You know, folks, so again, he says ISIS is committing that genocide specifically of those religious minorities and named Christians. That was important. We thought there was some key that the Obama administration might not want to use Christians because, again, it makes that personal connection. You know, we don't really know a lot about Yazidis as most Americans, but when we hear the word Christian, we relate to that directly as a primarily a country made up of Christians. So to know that our government believes there is a genocide of the people who share our faith ongoing by the group ISIS, by the Islamic State, is an important statement, Than, but we're putting out a full plan of action because the words are not enough. It's just that was part one, and it was encouraging because that was not even expected, actually, from the Obama State Department. But a lot more has to be done quickly.
Yeah, that's right. That designation, Jordan, what it did is it obligated the United States to then take this case to the international community. It triggered the Genocide Convention. And there are going to be multiple parts to this. We at the ACLJ have broken it down into 7 points. But essentially, there are these components. You need to get the international community, specifically the United Nations, to also recognize that genocide. You then have to trigger some sort of prosecution mechanism. We think it could be either the International Criminal Court or an ad hoc committee to prosecute those crimes of genocide. Then you need to protect the victims, Jordan. And this is something that we laid out months ago in the Syrian refugee crisis. We think there should be in-region safe zones. That's one of the points of our plan. And then finally, you ultimately have to defeat the perpetrators of the genocide. In this case, that is ISIS. So we also call for a plan that would defeat ISIS in the end. All in all, Jordan, 7 points to this plan, and we are going to be calling on the United States to follow up on that designation that you just played, take the case to the international court, and now take action to prosecute and to prevent future genocide.
All of that will be up in this analysis for you up at ACLJ.org by the time we're off air today. So we'll make sure to share that through our social media accounts. And, of course, it'll be online at ACLJ.org and through BeHeardProject.com, because this will be a Be Heard campaign, because it focuses specifically on the persecution of Christians. This time, that persecution taking the form of genocide. We got a lot of calls coming in at 1-800-684-3110. Logan, let's get to some of them.
Yeah, let's go to Bruce, who's calling from Boston, Mass, on line 5. You're on the air, Bruce.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, good.
Good. Thank you for your work. I just have one question. What can I do to get involved in helping persecuted Christians in Iraq and Syria? What ministries, what organizations can I get involved in immediately?
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously, we do that work at the international level, so we're handling the legal designation. Like we talked about this plan we're putting together to get something done at ACLJ.org. So, of course, our work focuses in on what can be done at the kind of legislative level, but also at the international level. We have offices around the world, Pakistan, Israel, two in Africa, Russia, here across the country in the United States, and in places we can't even name on the broadcast. So I encourage you, you know, on that front, there's that. But there's great groups like Samaritan's Purse with Franklin Graham that do a lot of work on the ground. If you're talking about direct aid and that kind of, you know, getting resources to people, I think Samaritan's Purse, we have a great relationship with that organization. We've worked together on projects before us, and that's Franklin Graham's group. Go to Samaritan's Purse. You can check that out.
That's right. Let's thank you, Bruce, for your call. Let's see. Yeah, we had time for some more calls this segment. Let's go ahead and go to Catherine. Calling from Jersey City, New Jersey. You're on the line. You're on the air, Catherine.
May God always watch over you.
Thank you.
Before Obama's last election, he spoke to Hamas for them to slow down on their aggression to Israel, that after his election, he would make sure that they became a state.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that, listen, when you talk about where President Obama has said about Israel, and now during his campaign and now where he is today, Than, it's very different. I mean, we're hearing rhetoric out of the vice president that's very anti-Israel. We're hearing concern. And again, we talked to Ambassador Danny Danone, who is the Israel's ambassador to the UN, yesterday on the show. Usually would not be I'm so upfront about concern that the U.S. may not be there for Israel. It's the country Israel relies on at the UN Security Council to slow down that aggression, to slow down these moves. And what we've seen is bus bombings in the last week, the continued knife intifada, if you will, and a very weak Palestinian government in the West Bank, the Palestinian Authority, and then on the Gaza Strip, of course, it's a terror government, Hamas. But Than, we have seen pretty unprecedented change in language from the administration.
There's no question, Jordan, that one of the biggest concerns about the administration's view on the Israel-Palestinian conflict is his view of Hamas. Listen, Hamas is a designated terrorist organization under U.S. law. That means they are ineligible to receive U.S. funding, yet the Palestinians continue to receive about $500 million a year as they participate in that unity government. Also, Jordan, the Hamas influence in that unity government, and you have laid out this out time and time again, they are influencing the Palestinian authority as well. Mahmoud Abbas is now no longer willing to say that he will cooperate with terrorism, because that gets blowback from the Hamas community. So you've got a situation where one side of this debate, Israel, is willing to negotiate a two-state solution. The other side, because of Hamas's involvement, is not willing to do it. You've played the sound of Ambassador Danone's interaction with the Palestinian president on the floor of the United Nations recently. That was a great illustration of what they have. Israel does not have a partner for peace in this, and that is in large part because of this administration's view of Hamas.
Logan, do we have any questions, comments coming in through Facebook and Periscope? And if not, we can go right back to the phones.
Yeah, we obviously have a lot of people who came in. This message came in. Stop the genocide of Christians and the Jewish people. Israel is also important to all of us. We need to be protecting that, too. We also have people that are just giving kind of news updates. Peggy just put those, obviously, who will bless Israel. Those who curse Israel would be cursed. A lot of the kind of rhetoric we hear day to day on this broadcast when it comes to these situations, when it comes to persecution in general. A lot of people just thanking the ACLJ for their work in persecution. If you want to be on the air, though, we do have a couple lines open. 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. You can be a part of this broadcast or join us on Facebook or Periscope. Do you want to take another call?
Yeah, let's take one more call before this break.
All right, Robert in Maryland, you're online.
Yeah, hello, Jordan, and hello, Logan.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, hello, Jordan, hello, Logan. I wanted to ask the question, why is it that specifically President Obama is very, very slow and unenthusiastic to label the persecution of Christians as genocide and crimes against humanity, but compared to Islam, he enthusiastically and quite readily tells Americans, specifically after there have been Islamic terror attacks in this country or, you know, in other parts of the world, but specifically here, that we shouldn't overreact in terms of how we look at Muslims and how we treat Muslims. In your opinion, why is that the case?
Well, I think that, listen, I mean, the difference is that he's trying to say that, you know, all Muslims, of course, are not members of ISIS. And I think that, yeah, that's correct. And we have people like Zudi Jasser, who is a great a patriot, a former member of our armed forces, the Navy, and now a medical doctor, who is a Muslim calling for reform. But he's very clear that there's a problem within Islam. He's called a cancer within Islam. And so I think it is. It's this rhetoric. You know, he won't even use the term Islamic terrorism. That's very important, because we have to understand the enemy that we're fighting and their ideology behind that. Now, on the genocide plan that we are launching to combat the genocide, what the action items are, we'll walk through it when we come back, and we want to take more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. But you can already get involved, because this is going to take action at the congressional level, through the administration, and ultimately at the international community through the UN. We've got our NGO status through our European Center for Law and Justice based in France. But we need grassroots activism now, and the petition is online at aclj.org. and at BeHeardProject.com. And as you're listening to the broadcast, that full plan will be on there by the end of the show at ACLJ.org and BeHeardProject.com.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Whether it's working to protect Americans from the dangers of radical Islam and the persecution of Christians, to defending life at the U.S. Supreme Court, to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms, we could not do this work without you, without your support. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50, A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls. We've got a couple lines open, 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about a new launch. You know, as we've played, the U.S. State Department through Secretary of State John Kerry has called what ISIS is doing, and this specific legal terminology, genocide, and he included the groups Yazidis, religious minorities, Shia Muslims, but he also said Christians. We played the bite earlier, and that was key to also include our Christian brothers and sisters, because I think the administration knows that directly has that link to us. I mean, all genocide should be important to Americans who care about freedom, but we hear that our Christian brothers and sisters are facing genocide. That just makes it a little bit more at home, you know, makes it a little bit more real, something that we can relate to. And so he made that statement, but he also said, remember, he doesn't, by saying that, that doesn't trigger anything internationally. The EU and Council of Europe have also made these designations, but what it will take is the international community actually going through the UN process, which is on the prevention and punishment. It's a convention that almost all countries in the world have signed, so that it's actually labeled as an official genocide, and then there is a duty for the international community, so not just the U.S., to stop the genocide as much as possible, to prevent it, and then it makes it a war crime for those involved in ISIS. So when this is finished, and we hope that sooner rather than later, we can prosecute those individuals. We've got a multi-pronged plan that we're going to be releasing today at aclj.org and on our Be Heard Project.com website, which focuses specifically, it's a great place to send people because it focuses specifically on the persecution of Christians. Right. So you may go, Logan, to a church or younger folks and people who may not be interested in all the conservative issues with ACLJ, but they do care about the persecution of Christians. And so that's a great place because we can use those petitions as well as through aclj.org and kind of expand the base. So if you send people to BeHeardProject.com, they're going to see the focus on the persecution of Christians. And this persecution is not specific to a person, but to an entire group, genocide.
That's right. That is BeHeardProject.com. It was started years ago as a project for the ACLJ. And you're right. It's a less polarizing place for people to go if you're not necessarily Republican or right-wing or conservative or however you feel. If you don't lean to and talk about these issues, these conservative political issues, you're going to like BeHeardProject.com because it really gets into just the details of the persecuted church and everything that's happening worldwide. We've seen hundreds of thousands. I think I asked yesterday how many people have signed up through aclj.org, and it's, I mean, well over 500,000 or more people have gone through Be Heard Project instead of aclj.org, and it is a great resource for those that are, number one, want specific information just about what's happening with the persecuted church worldwide, but also for those, like you said, that may not be interested in some of the other ACLJ topics or kind of need it presented in a different way. It's also a great entry point for a lot of these people into these discussions, because there's a lot of people, Christians, atheists, anyone, who still thinks this is a problem worldwide.
Folks, again, we want you to, you can start getting involved right now at the petition at either aclj.org. And since we've got new listeners to the broadcast through our news stations, they may not have heard of Be Heard Project before. That focuses specifically, it's part of the ACLJ, but it focuses specifically on the persecution of Christians. Usually that's been specific cases like Saeed Abedini, Yousef Nadarkhani, Asiya Bibi, individuals, our work in Pakistan. But in this case, we're talking about an entire group of people because of genocide. Genocide is defined as trying to wipe out an entire group, enslave, destroy their property, and basically make them non-existent. So if you're new to the broadcast, check out BeHeardProject.com today. We've got the new petition up there so you can stand with us, because we need to do a lot more to take the words from our State Department and John Kerry, the words from the EU and the Council of Europe, and to put it into action. And Than, we're putting out a plan. Walk through people through some more of those steps quickly. They can read the whole plan. It'll be on the at the end of the broadcast up at aclj.org. But walk people through some of those steps.
Well, Jordan, the first step is really very timely because the Human Rights Council of the United Nations meets in June, and the first step of our plan is to get the United Nations and the Human Rights Council to echo the designation of genocide that the State Department made. But then specifically to Robert's point, point number four in our plan is for the prosecution of the perpetrators of genocide. And where the Obama administration goes off the rails here a little bit is they say it does not trigger any obligation because the Genocide Convention obligates first the state or territory in which the genocide is taking place. But in this case, that is Iraq and Syria. Neither of those countries are prepared to prosecute that genocide. So under the Genocide Convention, that obligation falls to other signers of the Genocide Convention, in this case, the United States. So point number four in our plan calls on the United States to prosecute either through the International Criminal Court or an ad hoc tribunal. Those are just two of the 7 points, Jordan.
You know, Logan, I see there's a comment from Periscope from It's Me Set Free. Why does Secretary of State Kerry call it Daesh or ISIL? They don't like using ISIS. We believe that's incorrect, and we've talked about why, that using ISIL includes the Levant. The Levant includes Israel. So, I mean, when you're talking about the Islamic States and Iraq and Syria, that's ISIS. That's one thing. But when you include the Levant, that's a much larger territory that would include Israel. On Daesh, that's the kind of Arabic translation to the acronym. And they say sometimes they use that because ISIS doesn't like it, because I believe that it sounds similar to a very negative term. I'm not sure if it's dog or something like that in Arabic. So it sounds similar to that acronym. That's, again, I hope that answers your question as best as possible. Logan, let's get back to the phones.
All right, let's take one call before we wrap up this first half. Let's go to Steve in Idaho. Line one.
Hello, am I on the air?
You are on the air. You got about a minute. Go ahead.
Thank you for bringing attention to genocide. I think it's a good thing to bring that up. And we were talking earlier about the state of Israel, which was brought into existence because of a genocidal situation as well. Would you agree?
Well, listen, I mean, listen, when you have a situation where you're talking about genocide, I think, no, you don't have a specific move at all by either side to try to wipe them out. I mean, genocide is specific. I mean, it hasn't been used that many times. It was really a designation post-World War II because of the Holocaust. So you're talking about widespread opposition, not small conflicts, not some military actions. You know, some war can be justified. And civilian casualties don't mean genocide. So, no, you're wrong on that. Genocide is very specific to wiping out an entire people. And, you know, Israel has never tried to do that, and it would never want to do that. And they especially, I think, probably more than any other country in the world, understand why. Because they survived an attempt at wiping out, an attempt at full genocide, as Hitler tried to eliminate the entire Jewish race. And so, again, I think you're just absolutely wrong, Steve.
Israel,
Logan, anything?
We can,
you know, look, yeah, enough with Steve. Folks, also, I want to make sure you know, remember, we got a second half hour of the broadcast coming up at ACLJ.org. And if you don't get that on your local radio station, or it's on Sirius XM, but yep, we're also broadcasting live at ACLJ.org and on Facebook and Periscope. And on Facebook and Periscope and through our website, ACLJ.org, we continue the discussion during the break. Sometimes we have special videos. Let me encourage you, we still have our matching challenge. We're trying to hit that goal now to donate to the American Center for Law and Justice. It's very important. And right now, if you make a donation, it's double the impact. So a $20 donation, for instance, becomes $40. You can do the math. There's not a limit. There's not a minimum. It's all important to the work that we do. Be part of our matching challenge. Donate to the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. And hey, that's why this broadcast is on the air, why you're getting this show, and we're able not just to talk about the issues, but why we're actually doing something about it in court, at the international level, all over the world. So support us. Be part of the matching challenge. Double the impact of your donation. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And check out all the new information coming up on our genocide campaign at ACLJ.org and BeHeardProject.com.
It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. This week, you know, we focused a lot about Israel, and yesterday on the broadcast, we had Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danone, join us to talk about this move potentially at the UN Security Council. Usually, the U.S. has been Israel's top ally and the only country to prevent those kind of condemnations that come with real consequences, economic sanctions, even military potential. You know, it could justify military action against Israel, but especially on the economic side. And that movement that's spreading across the country in corporate America, at university level, the boycott, divestment, and sanctions, the BDS movement, we've been combating that. We're going to have a lot more information about that as well at ACLJ.org. And we talked about the genocide camp, the fight against genocide, the campaign that we're launching through our site, BeHeardProject.com, which for the new listeners to the broadcast is a website we have part of the ACLJ that focuses specifically on the persecution of Christians. That's what it stays on. Now, usually it's about individuals, but in the case of ISIS, because as Secretary Kerry has said, the EU, so you've got the US, the EU, the Council of Europe have said that there is a genocide of Christians and other religious minorities ongoing by ISIS, that we need to take those words into action. So we're going to be launching a plan today at ACLJ.org and BeHeardProject.com, so you can actually see what we're going to do, and we're going to need your grassroots support as well. The petition's already up online, so you can join it at ACLJ.org, or if you're a new listener especially, check out BeHeardProject.com. I also wanted to get a little bit, and we'll continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. General Curtis Scaparotti, he is the should be the next Supreme Allied Commander for Europe. He's going through a confirmation hearing now. And he was asked by John McCain about Russia specifically. This, again, gets to our foreign policy. I want to take your phone calls on this, how the U.S. weak foreign policy has empowered not enemies, because, hey, we have an office in Russia, but certainly countries that we don't have always perfect relationships with, to say the least, and especially with under the Putin government, which is a little bit difficult to predict after their moves in the Ukraine and Syria and their work with Iran. Take a listen. This is John McCain talking to that general who is up to be the next Supreme Allied Commander for Europe.
Should we make an announcement to the Russians that if they place the lives of our men and women on board Navy ships in danger, that we will take appropriate action?
Sir, I believe that should be known, yes.
And what he's talking about there is there were Russian fighter jets buzzed on a U.S. ship in the Baltic Sea, close enough that under international law, we were not violating any rules. We were in international water. Under international law, those Russian fighter jets were close enough to be shot down. I mean, we could have shot them down. Now, we didn't, and I think that may have been okay in that situation not to escalate. But if those things kind of, remember, Turkey did shoot one down when it crossed into their border, and that almost escalated. But if they continue these kind of actions, I think what Senator McCain wanted to focus on is, are we ready if we need to, if Russia continues the provocations to prove the point that you can't keep doing this, and if we got to take a couple of your planes down, of course, no one would want that to happen. But if we have to, that we will. And the general said, I believe it should be known. So we've got to make a clear statement as well. I want to talk to you about that. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Our weak foreign policy empowering our enemies. And we'll talk again about genocide. We'll talk about politics as well. There's some moves there coming out of the Trump campaign, and we'll get to some of those statements as well about the delegate race. So if you've got questions, comments about that, give us a call. We've got some lines open for you, 1-800-684-3110. I guarantee if you get on the lines now, you'll be on the show today, 1-800-684-3110. My dad will actually be joining us. He's on the road, but he'll be joining us in just a few minutes in the next segment of the broadcast. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Remember the launch of our new campaign against genocide, a strategy we're going to put up at ACLJ.org and BeHeardProject.com. The petition's already there. We're going to need that grassroots support. Go online now and sign it and be part of our matching challenge. Whatever you donate right now to the ACLJ today is doubled. So $20 becomes $40. We don't just talk about these issues. We do the work, and we need your support. Be part of our matching challenge at ACLJ.org. Make a secure donation. We'll be right back.
It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending life and liberty. engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Whether it's working to protect Americans from the dangers of radical Islam and the persecution of Christians, to defending life at the U.S. Supreme Court, to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms, we could not do this work without you, without your support. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Of course, the passing away way too early of the artist Prince. And again, at 57 years old, he was on tour and had concerts, taking emergency and details coming out. But again, had a huge influence on a wide range, had fans surprising for across the board. Someone, again, who kind of revolutionized a different style of music at a time period where there wasn't anyone else doing something like that. And so our prayers are with his family and his friends and loved ones. Is a pretty shocking passing away.
Absolutely. A man of deep faith, especially towards the last, latter half of his life now, sadly. He's a huge fan. I, oddly enough, had opportunity to go to the concert last week, ended up being his last concert, and wasn't able to do so at the last minute. Couldn't make it to Atlanta to go to that show. And I'll regret that forever. And yeah, like I said, very, very sad day for those of us that were fans of Prince. Like I said, a man of faith. Even DC Talk even did a cover of one of his songs, The Cross. And like I said, very young. But we're joined today. Jay Sekulow, our dad, is back on the show right now.
And Dad, I wanted to say tonight is the first night of Passover. We talked about the Israel issue and that of course, Passover celebrates the liberation of the Jews from, again, aggressors. And facing those kind of issues, once again, as always, the Jewish state of Israel, facing that again. We talked about with Ambassador D'Angelo yesterday, a key time to remember our prayers and support for Israel and for all of those who are celebrating the Passover Seder tonight.
Yeah, wish everybody that's listening that celebrates Passover, as we do, happy Passover, Chag Sameach. This is an important holiday within the Jewish calendar because it is the deliverance, the Passover. Where the Jews were able to, by God's grace and God's hand and direction, leave slavery in Egypt and come into freedom into the promised land of Israel. That land is still under attack today, as we've been talking about the last couple of days on the broadcast. Let me also say, I've just come out of a series of meetings in our campus here at Regent University, where I serve on the board of the university, but we also have an office of the ACLJ here. And I will tell you this issue, I know you've been talking about the genocide issue and what's going on there. This is a very, very significant issue, and people are asking about this all over the country. I was out speaking this week. People are asking about it. This is a topic, and I know you all have laid this out. We've laid out a plan on how to deal with this, which I think is a critical part of this. So with that, let's go ahead and take some calls and questions, and we'll take more calls at 800-684-3110.
All right, let's go ahead. A lot of people have been holding for a while. Mike is calling in Troy, Ohio. Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just had a question about the John Kerry admitting genocide for ISIS. When he made that announcement, he said that it was his opinion. He didn't say the administration's. He didn't say Obama's. He didn't say the United States.
Let me play for you exactly the statement that John Kerry made, and then we'll talk about the political ramifications of it. This is number 35.
My purpose in appearing before you today is to assert that, in my judgment, Daesh is responsible for genocide against groups in areas under its control, including Yazidis, Christians, and Shia Muslims. Daesh is genocidal by self-proclamation, by ideology, and by actions, in what it says, what it believes, and what it does.
So the question, Mike, that you're asking is, does the statement where he says, in my judgment, constitute a binding position of the United States government? So let's go, let me go first go to Fan and then go to Jordan on this. What is the official position now of the United States?
Well, I mean, listen, Go ahead, Dan.
The official position of the United States is that genocide is happening at the hands of ISIS. And just specifically to Mike's question, Secretary Kerry is the United States' top diplomat. This is actually the appropriate place for this designation to come from. Of course, the president can and should echo that. But we were very grateful that it came from Secretary Kerry. And we are now moving to this next phase, because in order for that to mean anything, it has to be followed up with action. We have seven very specific points for him. The designation was perfect. It came from the right person. But now action needs to follow it.
Yeah, and Jordan, that's what I was going to – let's talk about this, because we were successful in getting, with everybody's help on this, getting the genocide designation. But that really is just line one here. That's kind of issue one. You now move into a phase where you've got to implement. And that's the difficult phase, frankly.
Listen, we had to fight hard for that. The U.S. Congress did not expect President Obama, the administration, and Secretary of State Kerry to even acknowledge the genocide. And they were worried that if they did, they would not include Christians. And instead, it reversed, of course, and what we expected. The Obama administration did acknowledge it through Secretary Kerry. But he said he is not the one that determines that. It takes work at the U.S. level, but really the international community. Yep. It's that triggering of the UN Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. It requires both the international community to do what it can to prevent, so to stop the genocide of the specific group. So we're talking about Christians and other religious minorities in ISIS territories. And then when that is complete, and we pray that soon, sooner rather than later, you're able to try all of those that were involved with ISIS, whether they were on the ground fighters, funders, for war crimes, the crime of genocide. So it's much easier at the international level to prosecute.
Absolutely. Yep. Now, Logan, what is the reaction that you're getting? I know you were having some difficulties with Facebook earlier in the day. What is the reaction on social media on this right now?
Yeah, obviously people are very upset about this. It's a comment that just came in from Glendon, who said, "Let us all pray for Christian brothers and sisters around the world, wherever they may be." You know, this is a lot of people that people are just really speaking out about this sort of issue. This came from Morrow, who said, "So many attacks on Christians and the Jewish people. Seems like people are being slaughtered every week. How many churches were destroyed? Will we ever hear from our president about these kind of situations?"
Well, I think the key is that we've got to mobilize and continue to do that. We're doing that at ACLJ.org. We're doing that in Washington, D.C. We're doing it around the globe. But we need everybody's help on this. So we encourage you to go to ACLJ.org, sign those petitions, stay engaged. Let's go ahead and take Brenda's call, Logan.
All right, Brenda's calling in Augusta, Maine. You're on the air.
Hey, Brenda.
Thank you, and I bless you and the work that you're doing.
Thanks.
I just wanted to respond to an earlier caller named Steve.
Sure.
Who was talking about or inferring about Israeli genocide against Palestinians.
Right.
I'd like to respond to that.
Okay.
And in 1914, there were some 85,000 Jews living in the area called Palestine, and there were alongside like 6,000 Arabs there. When the Arab states realized, the surrounding states realized that there was going to be, at some point under the English government, an establishment of an Israeli state in that area, they started busing in people to squat on the land, to place a claim to the land itself. But in actuality, and people can go back and research all of that I'm saying, is that there has always been a continual Jewish presence in the state of they call Palestine.
Well, even before the modern state of Israel, there's been a continuous Jewish presence since before the times of Jesus. I mean, that's a fact. I actually have written a book that's going to be coming out in the fall called Unholy Alliance that talks about Syria, Iran, and Russia. And the book after that, Brenda, we just had this conversation. I just had it with the publisher today. Is going to be the defense of Israel. And we're going to show the historical fact that Israel, you know, the Palestinian Authority will say God is not in the land business, but actually that's not true. This was land that was dedicated to the Jewish people, and we're doing everything we can to defend that, but it's aggressive, and you have to be aggressive on this, but we are doing that, and we're putting that forward in a book that'll come out next year, but we are also doing that every day. I was on the phone with, and we had on radio, the UN ambassador from Israel to the United Nations, Danny Danone. So these are issues we're front and center on, and we're going to stay front and center on them. And you're right. You've got to defend. You've got to tell the true history of what took place here. And that's exactly what we're doing.
I want to let people know, too, we're going to get into some politics and the delegate race. There's been some interesting comments from some Trump top campaign officials. We'll play that. So if you want to talk politics, the final segment of the broadcast, we'll go through again the upcoming primary schedule. There are more primaries coming up in just a few days. Give us a call. We've got some lines open, 1-800-684-3110. I think I can make that promise again if we focus in on politics. Also, the genocide issue of Christians. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. But we will get into politics, U.S. politics, as well, coming up in the next segment of the broadcast. And, Dad, an important time, a matching challenge at the ACLJ.
Yeah, I need to say this. We've got some ground to make up here. So, folks, we really could use your help. If you go to ACLJ.org, any amount you donate, or if you get one of our emails today, respond to that. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. So ACLJ.org. We've talked about the genocide issue. We've talked about the defense of Israel. We've been in court, both on the IRS case, at the state of Georgia Supreme Court on a child obscenity issue. We are front and center in these cases. We could really use your support. ACLJ.org is the easiest place to go. We encourage you to go there and make an online contribution. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. The easiest place to do that is ACLJ.org. And as Jordan said, we're going to do a rapid-fire round on politics, Logan, so let's get people engaged.
That's right. Give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. Pretty much lines are cleared right now for you, 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, we'll be still taking your comments. We'd love for you to call in, be part of the conversation, and make sure to tell the phone screen that you heard about it or that you watch right here on Facebook or Periscope. Again, 1-800-684-3110.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Whether it's working to protect Americans from the dangers of radical Islam and the persecution of Christians, to defending life at the U.S. Supreme Court, to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms, we could not do this work without you, without your support. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
All right, folks. We've been talking about a new campaign we're launching against the genocide by ISIS that's been acknowledged by, of Christians, acknowledged by our government, Secretary of State John Kerry, and so the U.S. government, the Obama administration, the European Union, Council of Europe. But that's not enough. Even John Kerry said that he can't just designate it. It has to be done at the international level. We're actually launching a comprehensive plan today. It'll be available if you're a new listener. We have a website dedicated just to the issue of the persecution of Christians. Usually it's about individuals, but in this case, we're talking about genocide, mass persecution at a greater extent. That's BeHeardProject.com, and it'll also be up at ACLJ.org. The petition is already there. We're going to need grassroots support, so you can go online, either of those websites, ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com, and sign the petition. The full plan on how to move forward on taking the words into action so that something is done to actually prevent this genocide of our Christian brothers and sisters will be available at the end of the broadcast today at ACLJ.org and BeHeardProject.com. But, Dad, we want to get into politics as well. Yep. Paul Manafort, who is one of the new folks that Donald Trump brought onto his campaign to focus in on delegates, because that was where he was really getting hurt by Ted Cruz and some of these states. If it goes to a convention scenario, doesn't get to 1237, or to do everything possible to get him to 1237, which is he's still on track to potentially do. Take a listen. He made an interesting statement at the RNC meeting, Byte 24.
Trump is an outsider. That's why many of you don't know. But so he's sitting in a room, he's talking business, and he's talking in politics in a private room. It's a different persona. When he's out on the stage, when he's talking about the kinds of things he's talking about and stuff, he's projecting an image that's for that purpose. The part he's been playing is evolving into the part that now you've been expecting, but he wasn't ready for it.
Well, he kind of said that last night in a speech I saw. I've been traveling, but I saw the speech he gave last night. He talked about this, that he's going to be so presidential when this is when he goes to that phase. I think this is, look, I think he's doing it because he has to, because the shtick he's been doing is not going to carry it through a general election. So I think this was a political shift he made, and that's in process. And listen, that's why you have advisors come in and tell you what to do. Again, we're not endorsing or opposing candidates. He's trying to make the shift to the general election. He's got to sound differently. He's got to say different things. And I think next week, Tuesday, which is just a few days away, is going to probably be, as we've said, another big night for Donald Trump. And the question is going to be, can he get to 1237? I don't think anybody else can right now. Can he? Maybe.
Yeah, so we'll see. If he has a good night. I mean, just so, because we were talking about during the break, because remember, we continue our broadcast on Facebook and Periscope. We continue our discussion. But next Tuesday, so just a few days away, we've got four coming up, and actually five. Yep. These are GOP. Connecticut with 28 delegates, that's proportional. Delaware with 16, that's winner take all. Maryland with 38, that's winner take all, with some of the exceptions like the congressional districts. Pennsylvania, which is 71. So you start adding these up, you're talking about 150 plus delegates at stake here. That's winner take all.
Most of those Pennsylvania ones are not bound, though. That's an interest. Only 17 are bound.
Yeah, it's interesting. So that's when the people like Paul Manafort, who work for Donald Trump, become very important, because the delegates that you select need to be Trump people also in that process.
Yep. Which is interesting also.
And Rhode Island. So, I mean, you add up a few of those, which are smaller states, then you add a couple big ones in there, and you got a lot of delegates at stake on Tuesday. Donald Trump needs a big night. If he has one, he's on track.
Yeah, we need to get, let's get to these calls. We got to do this rapid fire here. But let me just say one thing really quick here, and that is Ted Cruz has done a very good job at delegate gathering.
The best
job. What Donald Trump's trying to do right now is catch up to that. Cruz has done a great job.
Yeah, let me just say quickly, I know we got a lot of calls, but I think Donald Trump realizes if he gets that situation and a convention scenario past round one and he gets to round two, it favors Ted Cruz right now because he's got a better delegate job going.
All right, Logan.
Let's go back to the phones. Hagop, who is calling from North Hollywood, California. You've been on hold for about a half hour. You're on the air.
Hagop.
Yes, we're praying for our brothers and sisters, Christian. There is another genocide happened in 1915. Yep. Same Muslim Turks, they killed 1.5 million Armenians. They still continuing this day. Same religion.
The Armenian genocide is one of the blights on world history. And you're right, it was 1915, and it was 1914, 1915, and it was 1.5 million people. And to this day, there are issues with that. You're absolutely correct. And that's why this issue of genocide is something we cannot, in this time, in our world history, allow genocide to take place again. Thank you for calling. We really appreciate it.
All right. And Hagop, maybe hold on the line so we can get Hagop a copy of our updated Rise of ISIS because he's been on hold for 30. So, Hagop, stay on the line so we can get your info.
All right. Melanie is calling from Maryville, Missouri, on line two. You're on the air.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Jay.
Yep.
I have been wondering ever since the Syrian conflict began why we have not been bringing Christians into the United States as refugees.
There have been the percentage of Christians that have applied for this, and I think this is something that you know, Than can talk to, but the percentage of Christians has been unbelievably low. In fact, there were times when there's been none. Than?
Yeah, that's right. And that's why point six of this new plan, Jay, calls for in-region safe zones, because these are places that Christians would feel comfortable coming and that we could protect them in large numbers. They are not coming into the camps that feed our refugee system. So even if you want to bring them to the United States, they are not applying in large numbers.
So you have to do this in-region, and that's one of the reasons we have a very thorough plan on in-region. It'll be published this afternoon. Let's take another call, Logan.
All right, let's continue on. Joel in Augusta, Georgia, you're on the air.
Yep. Hello.
Hey, Joel.
Hey, I just want to say that I don't want people to lose hope in the Ted Cruz for not winning as many delegates as Trump did on New York. He still has plenty of time. Also, thank you for your work against the regimes that are against my sister churches in the Middle East, the Coptic, Syrians. And
We do. Well, Jordan can tell you we do a lot of work with the Coptic churches there. So, Joel, we appreciate that. I'll let Jordan respond to kind of where the politics are, but we do a lot of work with the Coptics.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's important to point out through Egypt and also in Syria and Iraq, when we're talking about Christians, many of these are Orthodox faith. And they have now, and Dad, you've been very involved also with the Greek Orthodox Church. We've done conferences with the Coptics as well. They've now really gotten involved in the persecution issue in a way.
Yes, they have.
In a big way. Actually, before the Evangelical Church, I'd say fully got on board. But now we're seeing better combined efforts, like us representing the Greek Orthodox Church when necessary, or their interest, and the Coptic Christians in Egypt. That was kind of unheard of, you know, maybe 20 years ago, the Orthodox faiths and the evangelical sides working together.
This tragedy has brought people together, and we're glad to do it. All right, let's go ahead and grab these last two calls.
We'll do our best. Let's go to Jeff in Missouri. You're on the air.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, hi, Jay. I just want to thank you for your show, and I want to comment that people need to keep in mind that there is no perfect person and no perfect candidate who will be a cure-all for all the problems we're facing.
I think, Jeff, you're right. There are no perfect candidates, but you got to line up with the candidate that meets your worldview the best, and that's what I think this is about. I think right now Donald Trump has got a lead, and I think Ted Cruz has been on our broadcast. Donald Trump's been on. We hope to get him on next week as well. You know, this is we only got really a little bit of time left here, but the fact is, what is Ted does not get to 1237 as it exists now. It has to be a floor fight for him at the convention, and I'm just not sure it goes there. Maybe it does, but it's going to be tough.
Let's try to get this last call. Mark,
okay, let's get
El Paso.
Yep. Okay. Hey, Mark.
Hi. Listen, I just wanted to clarify, is the definition of genocide just specifically to murder, physical violence and murder?
Yeah. There is an international definition of genocide that is basically the elimination, persecution, death of a group based on certain characteristic, religions being one of them. But it's not just bad things. It's a level that's higher. So we're going to have all that spelled out in our documents. Again, don't forget the matching challenge at ACLJ.org.
ACLJ.org and BeHeardProject.com, a comprehensive plan. Be part of that matching challenge. We'll talk to you next week.
It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.